What's up, internet? I am your host, your narrator, your monologuer. I don't even know if that's a word. I'm Jeff Bryans. Let's get into the show. A lot to talk about per the usual, but I'm just going to start with the theme of today's show, which is no matter who wins the election, we all lose. Now, I don't care what side of the political aisle you are on, you probably disagree with what I just had to say. You believe if your party wins, everything will be okay. If the other party wins, everything will be awful. This is a pretty common sentiment, I would say, and I'm not so sure my sentiment is all that popular, but I'm going to try to articulate why I believe this so wholeheartedly. Those that know me know I really like podcasts, and one of my favorite podcasters, obviously, is Sam Harris. Sam came out with a new podcast today, and at the intro to the podcast, he actually talked about how this election is perhaps one of the most important elections in the Republic's history. And I don't mean that in that whoever wins it's important by, but in that there's a real chance the Republic could fall apart as a result of this election. That should scare you. It should scare you when a man that's as smart as Sam Harris says something to the effect of, I don't know if we're going to survive this one. Now, I don't fully believe that. I don't think we're going to degrade into some sort of chaos as a result of this election. I think there will be chaos, but I think the wheels will keep on churning in a forward direction. But I do think it's kind of the proverbial canary in the coal mine. And I think the divide we're seeing is one that cannot persist. And meanwhile, we expect to sustain this republic, sustain this country, sustain this democracy. So this is a conversation that does require everybody that's listening to take their lens and pull it back. Stop worrying about a month from now. Stop worrying about a year from now and think more in like the next 10 years. Does anybody think that we can have this sort of divide, this sort of me versus you, this sort of my team versus your team, and have the Republic, have this country really prosper and continue? I personally do not. I don't see a way that we can continue down this path and see positive outcomes. Everything I want for this country, everything I want for my friends, my neighbors, my fellow humans in this country, I don't think can come to fruition when we are so convinced that my opinion is right and your opinion is wrong. This came to fruition in a different way yesterday. I stupidly engaged in a Facebook conversation with somebody who, somebody was posting a bunch of negative stuff about Trump. A lot of it was very true, stuff I would agree with. And I still was willing to say, hey, just because this guy's a pretty deplorable human being doesn't mean Republicans are bad people. And frankly, I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. It's kind of one and the same. This is kind of my overarching narrative to this podcast. And it was kind of something I just threw out there. That comment was met with so much hate, with so much vitriol. It was as if Trump turned into a liberal and used this same exact kind of awful behavior on himself or on, somebody that was supporting him. Now, I don't support Trump. That's the real irony to this. But it was so hypocritical and ironic. It was almost palpable how this person was using the exact behavior they hate against me. And it really struck me as like, wow, like they don't even know who I am. They've already used the color of my skin against me. They've stereotyped me because I'm a male and because of where I live, that I must think a certain way. They suggested that I am subhuman. It was just a bunch of things that I was like, wow, this is expected. But is this something we can actually have in perpetuity and expect things to just go on hunky-dory? Let's not forget, let's rewind the clock about 10 years. 10 years ago, internet media was definitely a thing. Now, it was a lot harder to get your opinion out there. Namely, Facebook was kind of in its infancy, and the Facebook news feed was very much a new thing. Let's go back 20 years ago, and in order for you to get your opinion out there, you needed a blog, and you actually needed to know how to play with HTML to actually have your blog running. It was a big pain in the ass. So basically, news worked as it used to for the previous 100, 200, whatever years. Now, there's always been incentive problems in news. Namely, a lot of news is driven by advertisers. And what I mean by that is news organizations are obviously not paid for in its entirety by subscribers. Now, I work for one where we do no advertising and it's 100% subscriber based, but that's really the exception, not the rule. So there's always been this weird alignment of advertising, news, and the subscriber. It's like, who is really the one driving the ship here? Well, that worked in a roundabout kind of way because at least you had people with ethics, with values that went to some sort of journalism school that had an understanding of fact checking and stuff like that. And there was kind of this rhythm to the news that allowed a little more time, let's say, before a story broke. You know, whether you were, you know, in the old days leveraged to the print cycle, and even once TV and radio came around, there was still a little bit of a delay just because not everybody was able to broadcast. Now, obviously, that changed when the internet came around, and it's kind of become a race to the bottom. And what I mean by that, I mean, I'm even affected by this. If I don't post a headline fast enough, I can get in trouble. Now, our news organization has made the decision that accuracy is to be prized above all else. So we're willing to take that extra 15 seconds in our case, or 20 seconds, to make sure that tweet's right, or to make sure that source is right, or to make sure this, we vet it to some extent. This isn't something that is all that common in the more traditional news world. So I'm talking New York Times, I'm talking Washington Post, I'm talking BuzzFeed, Guardian, whatever, they're willing to go with a headline more quickly than maybe they should because everybody else is, and they want to get those clicks. So obviously we've changed the incentive in terms of accuracy. We're prizing timeliness now because the technology allowed that. Now let's add in another twist. That twist is social media. So, you know, whereas before we had kind of this group of people that decided, this meritocracy, if you will, of people that kind of decided which news was good, which news was accurate, which news needed to be spoken about, and which news did not. Now that's driven by the people. Well, it's kind of driven by the people. It's really driven by algorithms. And those algorithms are really designed to exploit our weaknesses as humans, behaviorally speaking. Anybody that has the time, I mean, we all have the time, let's be honest, go check out The Social Dilemma. I'm not going to repeat everything that is in that film. It's perhaps the best articulation of the problem we have that is crumbling the republic. You know, a lot of what is going on is there are very powerful algorithms that are driving our attention, that are exploiting our weaknesses as humans. So, you know, let's say I like to watch XYZ video. The algorithms are going to take note of that, and they're going to serve me more of whatever video, you know, the worst or weakest part of me wants to see. So for me, that might be mountain biking, might be dirt biking, might be something about hunting, might be something about, I don't know, I just bought a new gun, so how to use that gun or whatever. It's not necessarily like the best information as far as maybe what I need to see. So all of a sudden, I'm like down this rabbit hole of God knows what, and 2 hours went by, I don't even know why or how. Well, it's just because, you know, there is this very powerful machine, this supercomputer, that's basically presenting me with stuff that it knows I'm going to be interested in over and over and over again, which is very different than flipping through the newspaper 30 years ago and seeing what a group of people decided was most important. Now let's take this to like the Facebook feed. Well, that's going to present you with information that Facebook has deemed best. The Facebook algorithm has deemed best for your attention. So this will silo you off very quickly based on a very small smattering of, let's say, your strongest beliefs. And it will reinforce this idea based on a group. So this is the next part of the conversation here. You know, that really a social dilemma didn't get into, but I strongly believe. People want to feel like they belong. So if I'm a Republican, I want to feel like I belong to the Republican Party. And I want to feel as though my team is doing good and that my buddy's got my back. And there's this kind of tribal feeling. That's where the word tribalism comes from. This is why gangs work. This is why the, you know, mob toward a certain ideology works. People want to feel as though they belong. I think this is where I'm a little unique, is I don't give a fuck. I don't care if you like what I have to say or not. I don't care if my own quote-unquote group in politics ignores me. I'm very willing to make less friends. And yes, I know the grammar Nazis out there, it should be make fewer friends. Make less friends just sounded funnier. Like, I'm making more friends. I'm making less friends. Like, oh, here I go, making less friends because I'm not affiliating myself with one group or the other. I'm just going to actually say what I think matters the most. I've always been willing to kind of be the lone wolf in this way, and it's serving me, I guess, with respect to this sort of podcast, this sort of narrative, this sort of being able to take the lens back and really look at what's going on. So when you add this idea that people really want to feel as though they belong, and they really want to feel as though they are part of a team, and then you add the way the algorithms work, you add the way that machines are learning about your behavior in ways that you don't even know your behavior is being exemplified to the machine, and you're being presented with news or misinformation or whatever, don't even call it misinformation, just you're being presented with data that your brain then interacts with. One way Sam put it in his podcast today was, it would be as if we all go to Wikipedia and the Wikipedia changes depending on our behavior prior to going to that site. So the facts kind of change, the spin kind of changes. That's dangerous, and that's exactly what's happening. So right now, what this has led to is this massive amount of divisiveness in this country. If you're on the right, you're really on the right. If you're on the left, you're really on the left. And you can't see why anybody would ever be on the right and vice versa. So this is what I mean by, it does not matter who wins the election. We're still kind of fucked. It doesn't matter. We're, you know, if the right wins, the left's going to go insane and say our lives are ruined because another 4 years of Trump means blah, blah, blah. And on that note, I don't know who's listening to this, but I would wager your life has not changed during the Trump presidency. A colleague of mine told me something about he cited a bumper sticker during the Obama administration that was like, you will survive 4 years of Obama or whatever, basically telling Republicans, you'll live through this. It was like the first term. And it was true. Like, I don't care how Republican you are, the 8 years of Obama did not ruin the Republic. Nothing that bad happened. Now, the 4 years of Trump, everybody's acting as though the Republic is crumbling because of him, and I'm sure he's driving a little of it. I would also argue the far extreme left is driving a lot of this as well. Nonetheless, that's not really the catalyst here. And either way, we're going to survive the president, whoever that may be, in the next 4 years. Now, the question is, at what point do the bricks really start to come down? It might be over the next 4 years. I don't know, but I don't think that's going to be because of who the president is. I think it's going to be because of what I'm citing here. It's this schism between us. It's this unwillingness to hear the other side. It's this me versus you. I'm at your throat. You know, fuck you. I don't care about you. It's the lack of neighborliness. It's the lack of just standard decency. You know, and like I said, what I think is feeding this are the machines. I am in this unique situation where I swear my feed is just as much right as it is left, and it looks crazy on both sides. I'll tell you that straight up. Like, the crazy leftist insanity is just as bad as the crazy rightist insanity. Like, I know people don't believe me that are on the left that listen to this, but I'm telling you, it's nuts on both sides. It's not helping on both sides. So how do we fix this? Well, this is a multifaceted, you know, a problem. It's not something that can be fixed overnight. But I know it can start with something we can all do, which is just come together as people. Put down the damn keyboard and pick up a phone. Listen to somebody on the other side. Let them be a little bit of a therapist. Listen to them rant and rave for a second, and then ask like very loving questions. Realize that just because somebody believes something does not make them subhuman. I mean, there are limits to that. If they're a true Nazi, which that word gets tossed around a lot, most people aren't Nazis. You know, that are claimed to be Nazis, just like most people aren't racist, that are claimed to be or told to be racist. Another great Sam Harris podcast on that, The New Religion of Anti-Racism. I highly encourage everybody to listen to it. I've kind of touched on a lot of that, so I'm not going to go there today. But again, I really want us to stop and to consider, what are we really asking? You know, like I felt as though the leftist thread I was a part of yesterday, they really wanted Republicans to die, to be eviscerated, to be thrown off this earth. It's like, really? They're not human? You know, where the humanness go in all of this? What's your end game? What's the hope here? That all Republicans are cast to some hellish environment and they live a fiery existence there? That doesn't seem like a really positive, tolerant way to go about your life. And one thing that makes America great is we can have differing opinions, and that's okay. It doesn't mean we have to like everybody's opinion, but it does mean we can respect each other. I'm not saying I'm the best at this, but usually where you're going to see me get it fired up is when I do feel as though we're somebody's voicing an opinion in an authoritarian way. You know, in a, this is right and everybody else is wrong. That's when I'll jump in and be like, are you sure about that? Because here's another way to think about it. Now, that doesn't mean I think that way. It just means I'm trying to get people to open their minds, to take their lens that's at like 300 millimeters for the photographers out there. That's like a super zoom. And maybe take that back to like a 35 millimeter, you know, a little wider. Take a look at things from a different perspective. Seems to be a much healthier way to go about life. So I'm going to end with like a challenge for all of us. I had a lot more to go into, but I think this is just a good way to wrap this thing up. No matter who wins the election, no matter what happens, A, don't freak out about it. I don't think it's going to be good for the country. B, let's start local. Like, I know it sounds goofy, but like, I challenge everybody, myself included, to just do something nice for a neighbor. Seems like that, like, and let me back up on that. Do something nice for a neighbor that maybe you have different political ideologies than. Like, why not? What's the downside? You know, like, at worst, they think you suck because you have this political ideology, but you're helping them. Yeah, I doubt they're going to think you suck. In fact, I think we're going to bring the humanness back into this, which is exactly what we're lacking right now. So do something nice. You see somebody standing on the side of the road? Go help them out. Somebody forgot their wallet and they're, you know, ordering their coffee? Pick up the tab. Buy somebody a beer. Do something randomly nice. Especially, like I said, if you think that person or you know that person has different beliefs than you, have a conversation. It's really the one tool we have to get out of this mess. And if we all can start to harness that in a positive, tolerant way, again, I don't care what side of the political aisle you are on. I think tolerance is something we all need to exemplify. You know, listen to a Trump supporter say like why maybe they don't like Trump, but they support the Republican Party because of XYZ beliefs or ideologies or whatever. Like, that might be positive for you. We need to try to understand the other side. You know, just like, you know, anything in life. Like, it's very important as stakeholders, we try hard to understand how the other person may think. If we can do that, we can come together and we can spread more of that and less of the keyboard warriorness. Again, guilty as charged. I think we're going to have a better world and a better life. Anyway, I appreciate everybody listening. If you like this, please share it with a friend or throw it on your own Facebook or whatever. I have no advertising into this. I'm just having fun here. I'd really like to continue these. This was kind of a short one. I can get into the news in a one like tomorrow if anybody wants. Just let me know. Talk about the Supreme Court justice thing. Talk about COVID. Can I talk about financial markets? Talk about the economy. But in this one, I really just wanted to talk about community and coming together and the divisiveness I see. Some show notes here. Like I said, The Social Dilemma. It's a must watch on Netflix. The Sam Harris... It's the latest one, episode 218. I can't remember the name. Is an excellent listen. I highly recommend everybody go ahead and listen to that. If any of these topics intrigue you, you're going to get into a lot more detail there. Maybe not as much on the group side, because I think the group dynamic is a big part of this as well. How people just really want to belong. But we can all belong to a much bigger community, which is our local community, and we don't need to beat each other's throats. So with that, I'm going to sign off. Have a good weekend. Cheers, everybody.